Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's
going on out in these streets, Sherry?
Well, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are doing a lot together these days, but wait till you hear what they don't do.
Plus, Kim Kardashian is stoked about a new gig, and someone besides the homie Chewy is not so thrilled. We'll tell you what they say.
And later, Andrew Freund talks to Melissa McCarthy about her new movie, The Starling. But first, what you got, Brat?
Okay, y'all. Jersey Shore star Mike Sorrentino, a.k.a. The Situation, has gotten into a family situation. Ooh. And it's kind of crazy. Apparently, Mike has a really rocky relationship with his brother, Maximo. And Sitch even called the cops on him recently because y'all ain't gonna believe this. Maximo came over unannounced, y'all. He did not call before he came. Here's what happened. Maximo rang the doorbell a bunch of times, looked through the glass, and waited around for a while, and he even hung gifts on the doorknob and then left. Now, Gary, I know you think this crazy. What would you have done?
Oh, my God, I would have done the same thing, Brad. I would have called the cops on somebody. You don't just come to my house unannounced because you never know who you might see there. And everybody at my house is definitely protected, honey. I don't like nobody to know who's there. So, oh, no.
I would ask Chewy. I don't know how it is in the Latino community, but black people, you could be looking through the window and we could be right there looking dead at you.
Yeah.
But you do not come over without calling.
Right.
That's how black people do it.
It's the same thing in the Latino community. My mom would be like, can you imagine they came over unannounced? I didn't even clean the house. La casa no está limpio, huh?
You lead us up right out there in the front. I remember I went to Cheryl Underwood's house one time to return something. She said, put it in the backyard and keep on going. You don't come to my house without calling.
Yeah.
No.
I went to Oprah's house once unannounced and she released the hounds. It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun, y'all. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Still have a little mark right here on my leg.
Okay, y'all. So Benefit 2.0 might be the reunion of the year, but one place Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez haven't gotten together is on Instagram. Yep, that's right.
Nice.
They don't follow each other on social media, yo. They obviously have spent a lot of time together, but when they do, they're not focused on the gram. They focused on each other. Now, this is totally the opposite of you and Judy, Brad. Why you think they're pulling it off this way?
Well, I think because they've been down that road before, been there, done that, and they're trying to do everything different that's going to make it work. Like, because it didn't work before.
When you J-Lo and Ben Affleck, it's like, I don't need to comment on your social media for other people to see it. We know what we got going on.
We live in an age where all our business is out there, so it's nice to keep some things private. I just think when you put your relationship out there, I just think it's the kiss of death.
I follow Chewy, and I'm glad he keep me abreast of everything he's doing. So, Chewy, thank you, honey, for, you know, keeping
I know you got a poster, Gary, on your wall of Chewy with his legs out.
Do it for you.
Yes, in them shorts with them legs showing.
I know Gary got that.
It's all for you, Gary.
Okay, y'all, dreams just keep coming true for Kim Kardashian. Saturday Night Live starts its 47th season next month, and Kim shared an announcement from SNL tweeting, oh my God, no turning back now. LOL, I am hosting SNL. But one person who's not as excited and is not even one about this is Will and Grace star Deborah Messing. Now, Deborah tweeted, why Kim Kardashian? I mean, I know she's a cultural icon, but SNL has hosts, generally who are performers, who are there to promote a film, a TV show, or album launch. Am I missing something?
Because she Kim Kardashian.
But, Brad, millions of followers, and this is a show that I respect, which makes me lose a little bit of respect. I like Kim Kardashian, but when you go in there to host, that's a big deal. You go in there, you do a monologue, you have to act out sketches. So just because you got big followers, like you're going on this show, I want to scream.
Right. And it's a ratings game, y'all. At the end of the day, it's a ratings game.
If it's a ratings game, then that's what it is. But I'm telling you, Prince brought Kim Kardashian on stage to dance and told her to get off the stage because she couldn't even dance on
I was
on
there
the
for
stage.
That.
You can't even dance on the stage with Prince and you hosting SNL.
Triggered.
Okay, somebody mad.
You come over here into my world? Oh, my God.
Oh my That's God. What it is, Sherry. That's you don't want to share that world.
You in my
oh
world.
Oh, my God.
I like you over in your world.
All right, moving on. Now, rapper Tokyo Jess, honey, was minding her business, honey, when she received a message from a woman who mistakenly out-texted her to bring her a can of milk. Well, Tokyo stepped up and brought the woman, honey, all the milk, baby. Baby formula, honey, diapers and wipes, honey, she could find in the store. And she captured the video. Isn't this touching? She said, I don't know how she got my number mixed up, but I'ma just say God work in mysterious ways, honey. I happen to be 20 minutes away and grab all the closest store had.
I love it when celebrities are able to do this kind of thing. It just brings such joy to my heart because the regular folks don't expect it. It's an extra blessing. It just makes me so happy.
Yeah. And I'm sure she now has a fan for life now too, because that was like act of kindness that she totally didn't have to do.
So Sherry, if you text the number and a celebrity happened to be on the other end, would you believe it was them?
Girl, if Trevor Noah accidentally texted me, I'd be like, I'm in need for a car. I need a house. I need a honey. I'd be putting out my list.
Now, Gary, what happens if you get like a random text out of the blue and someone hits you up asking for things, not even knowing who you are? Would you come through or would you tell them to beat it?
Mm. It depends on the sound of the voice, honey. If that voice sounds good, you got it. Yes, sir.
If it's a sexy man, honey, Gary be like, ooh, baby, I'm is on the way, girl.
Is that all you
call him, the milkman?
Right. Yeah. I got more things that you need.
I got Susan Lucci's number in my phone book under Erica Kane. But I know another girl from All My Children. But I know another Erica, and I would always text Erica, and I said, "Can you pick up my laundry on the way home?" And it went to Erica Kane and Susan Lucci. I always would do that, and she would always go, "This is Susan Lucci, Sherry. You're texting the wrong person." So I had to.
Wow.
Did she call Adam?
Did she call Chandler?
She didn't call Adam.
Okay, last night was the season 6 premiere of the hit show The Masked Singer, and it was a surprise double elimination, y'all. Yeah, my man, Los Angeles Laker Dwight Howard, a.k.a. the Octopus, was the first to go. They unmasked the second person, and they left us hanging. OMG, take a look, y'all. They're good at that.
I felt bad for Dwight Howard, though. I really felt bad for Dwight Howard. I mean, first of all, the song that he performed, Tutti Frutti Good Booty, I mean, or Rudy, whichever one, I don't know that was a good one for him. They shouldn't have had him do that song.
See, apparently I would have been a terrible Masked Singer judge because, like, I totally thought that was, like, Jared Fogle from Subway, and I thought the female was probably... I thought the female was Khalees.
Jared's in prison, you know, bro. Jared's locked up.
Hey, man, okay. That doesn't stop him from being great.
He's making another kind of sandwich, baby. He's in prison.
Is that wrong?
Yeah.
Sherry, people are speculating that it's your friends Niecy Nash or possibly Tiffany Haddish. Even Vivica A. Fox is going to be the Mother Nature. What do you think?
Your close friends could be doing it, but they don't tell you. So
they can't
tell you. I'm hoping it's not either one of them. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Well, make sure to catch Masked Singer tonight to find out who's under the Mother Nature mask. And I'll actually be dishing with the Octopus himself, Dwight Howard, tomorrow right here on Dish Nation. And keep it locked. We got more Dish Nation after the break, baby.
Octopussy.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. So tonight is season 1 finale of our Sisters Wee TV show, Brat Loves Judy. And the pressure is on for Brat to get it together and finalize the wedding date, okay? I know you're breathing hard, Brat. You're nervous. But Brat also plans a crazy surprise date for Judy to prove her commitment. But I think it went too far. Y'all got to check this out.
I don't want to get married. You make sure you don't say
when is the wedding day?
What? Say it. I need to step outside.
It's hard for you guys to surprise each other because the first time when she was trying to get the ring and all of this, you got mad at Judy. You were so angry, Brad, because she wasn't calling you back. So the same thing.
Yeah, because I was worried. You would get mad if the person you love don't call you back and you blowing them up all day and all night long and they don't send you no emoji or nothing, no hearts or nothing, and you used to that?
Hell, I get mad when I text Brad and Brad don't text me back right away. I'll be mad. I'll be sending emojis. I'll be like, what's going on? Why you not answer me back? But that's
the stalker. She be mad you text her, hell. So you just need to stop.
No, I do not, Gary. Anyway, y'all ignore Gary and make sure y'all tune in to the season finale tonight on WeTV. Yes. Brad Love Judy 9-8 Central. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. We there, baby.
All right, y'all. It's time for Thirst
Trapping with the Stars.
And up first, we have Catherine McPhee. The 37-year-old singer is keeping things hot and heavy for her 71-year-old hubby, music icon David Foster. So she posted a flirty text between her and David after she sent him a video of her doing a lingerie shoot on the gram. It went down a little something like this. Chewy, you read David's lines, and Sherry, you be Catherine. Action.
Okay.
Got you.
I'm an underwear model now.
Vah, vah, boom. Hot mom. Ooh. I tried you a bit ago, but you're obviously busy stripping. You look amazing. Wow.
I think she's going to kill that man.
Stripping indeed.
Okay, why does this sound like a 71-year-old text between a 71-year-old man and his 35-year-old who acts 70?
Is this a thirst trap or nah?
Potentially for me, I feel like this is a death trap because if he's coughing in real life the way he was in this reenactment, I don't think he's going to last more than one round with this lady.
Moving on, we found new besties Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian sharing some forbidden fruit together, and Kourtney posted a pic with some Skims on for the Skims ad with the caption, "Apple or cherries, wearing the cotton collection at Skims." Is this thirst trap?
Yes, and this is an amazing way to capitalize on that whole VMA campaign thing that they was on campaign when they were in the bathroom with their respective boyfriends. It's a hot photo shoot.
Great follow-up.
I want to go buy a Fuji apple right now.
Yeah, this is definitely trapping. I wish I was the apple.
Everybody can start rocking today favorite songs with the Jabramove Wireless Bluetooth Stereo Headset. This ultralight headset is designed for life on the go. No matter how busy your day, it will allow you to stay on top of all your calls with its Bluetooth feature while listening to your favorite music.
Hey, yo, Brad, I love the high quality sound and the comfort of the adjustable headband, and the battery lasts for 14 hours, so you don't have to worry about it dying on you.
Oh, big sound with a small price tag on it. I love that. So how much is this girl, honey?
Well, usually these headsets run as high as $80, but for our dishettes out there, you can scoop one of these up for just $29.
Oh, $29.
Yes. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, time to check in with Jason Lee of Hollywood Unlocked. So, Jason, honey, I hear tonight's guests, honey, are going to have fans saying, ooh, na-na-na-na. On Fox Soul tonight.
Thanks, Gary. That's right. Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored with Jason Lee is back for an all-new show. And tonight, I got media mogul, hip-hop icon, Master P in the building. And I'm asking him everything about business, what he thinks about the other greats who sometimes leave his name out in the conversation, and when Kim Kardashian inserted herself in the whole release of his brother, Silk the Shocker. It's all new tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Just go to foxsoul.tv.
And up, next, Andrew Freud sits down with Melissa McCarthy to talk about her new film, The Starling, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to speak with Melissa McCarthy and Chris O'Dowd for their new Netflix film, The Starling. First of all, Melissa, are you the hardest working woman in show business? I feel like you've got every month there's another thing, a show, a movie, or do you sleep?
I don't, actually, and it's all the work is done by other people, and then I just face replace. It's like, it's the greatest thing. I can't do anything, but I can sure cut and paste my face onto other people. Streep did this, and I just put my face over it.
What has Streep got on McCarthy? Come on.
Everything.
All right, now I want to ask you guys a really important question. I mean, you two are very famous, big stars, but I mean, the real star of this film is that bird. So I want to know, was the bird hard to work with? Was the bird a diva? Does the bird get a back end? What was it like working with that bird?
The bird was so difficult that Ted Melfi did all of its VO. So Ted would just sit in his directing chair and go, which is truly what was happening on set. So the bird never even spoke to me.
The bird is like four different things. The bird is first CG, right? VFX bird, with me doing bird voices off camera. Bird screeching. So I researched starlings because I wanted to be able to talk to Melissa as the bird would. But the bird is like, and she would go, first time I did it, she was like, what is that? And I said, oh, that's a starling. And she's like, really? No, it's like, I don't know if I like that or I dislike that. And I just kept doing it and she grew accustomed to it.
Melissa, I read in an interview that you said that you would love to embarrass your kids at parties by wearing hot pants and a tube top. Have you done that? Have you embarrassed your kids yet? And then Chris, I'm going to ask you the same question.
First of all, Chris is always in a tube top and hot pants, but that's a different story. Give the people what they want. Once I had kids, I was like, I think I've cracked the code. You can't tell them what to do because they're just going to do the opposite. And really, you have to let them go. But I'm like, but one party, it would take one night where if they were at a party they weren't supposed to be at, if I showed up, maybe I've had three scotches and I'm in hot pants and a tube top. And I'm like, you're right. This party is great. They would never go out again. They'd be like, I'm going to go to bed at 8. And we're never going to experience that again.
Chris, is that your parenting plan as well?
You know what? My kids just started school and he gets picked up in the morning, you know, on the bus. And now I'm definitely going to start making more of an effort to make, you know, that traumatizing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking hats. I'm thinking short shorts with long socks.
All right, there you go. Thank you, guys. I thought the movie was so touching.
Thank you so much. Nice to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you guys.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, so Brazilian pro soccer star known as the Hulk has announced that he's having a baby with his wife, who's also, get this, his ex-wife's niece.
Wait, what?
Yes, for my comic book fans, Hulk smashed. Yes, and the happy couple announced the exciting news on IG with photos of them holding up ultrasound images, yo.
Whoa,
this is confusing.
Okay, yeah, we're lost. So wait a minute, y'all, I'm reading this. Here we go. So Camila, who is the niece, the ex-wife's niece, she's 32. The Hulk is 35.
Yeah.
The ex-wife, Iran is 33.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ex-wife and him, they got three kids. They got three kids, and he messing around with the ex-wife's niece. That means the ex-wife's niece was the babysitter. Come on now.
Ex-wife got to be so upset.
You got to tell me something, Chewy. Have you ever been in a situation like this?
I kind of was like seeing the daughter and then moved on to the mama. So that's what happened in my situation.
No, you didn't, Chewy.
Brad, the mom was hot. What do you want me to do?
That has to be a testament to how fly the mother was, man.
Yes,
this is me dabbing you from the
corner. Why is it okay for Chewy to do it and not this lady then?
Thank you. Because there's a double standard. Because there's a double standard in everything, Brett.
So it's over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.